Warning, this episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Yeah, of course.
Dispatcher, I know what to do.
You're damn right. That's how we do it. All right, so I'm just going to do a mic check. So if you can just give me a five count or something.
Like from one to five or from five to one?
However you want to do it. You're a dispatch. What's funny is that whenever we would say to do a five count, we would count to five and then go back down.
So both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's how we did it at my PSAP. You don't have to do it like
we
that.
We don't do that at all, so I'll do it the way you do it.
Okay, we'll go for it.
One, two, three, four. Five, four, three, two, one. No double five? You have to tell me what I'm doing first.
Oh, yeah. One, two, three, four, five, five, four, three, two, one. But okay. You're good. You already did it. So
don't laugh at me if I'm doing it right.
I was just chuckling because while you were counting and I looked at you, you immediately, the look on your face was, did I not do that right? Why is he looking at me?
Terror.
I know. Yeah. I saw the look on your face. Let's see if I can do this without laughing.
I'll be quiet.
See, maybe we'll add this part at the beginning of it. It's like, I'll be quiet.
I'm trying.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Again. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 94 of Within the Trenches. I am currently in the podcast zone of the Colorado Convention Center for the 2015 National NENA Conference. This episode is sponsored by Agency 360 in Digital and NENA. Today's guest is going to be Jordan, who's a dispatcher from Garfield County Emergency Communications Authority. How's it going?
It's going good.
Holy crap, that was a mouthful.
I know, it always is.
I know. You gave me the badge.
I know.
And I was looking at it, and I'm glad you gave me the badge, because if you would have said it, I would have had to take in the badge. Yeah. I was like, that's a lot of shit to type in.
I've had every single person here who asked me where I was from say, that's a mouthful.
It is. Garfield County Emergency Communications
Authority.
That
one's even an easy one. Come on.
I know. Oh, man. So are you attending this as like a regular attendee, or are you volunteering?
Both. The center paid for me to come, and then I'm volunteering to try and get some reimbursement for the hours to try and make it a little bit more reasonably priced.
So when did you come in? Did you start like last week Wednesday when all these other people were here too?
No, no, I was working. No, I came down Sunday night and started Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how far is it from where you live to here, then?
It's about a 3-hour drive.
Good Lord.
Yes.
Well, Has it been worth it? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Of
yes.
course.
I want to stay and never go home. Can I just get paid to stay here?
Well, you can probably look for a position around here or something, and then you'll be good to go.
I'm not sure anyone would hire me.
Oh, come on now. So then with the volunteering stuff, what exactly do you do?
Whatever Diane wants me to do.
Oh, yeah. So if they tell you to just move boxes or get coffee or whatever.
They gave us some options of what we could sign up to do. Like if we wanted to do the registration or if we wanted to sign people in for the classes as they're going in and scanning their badges or helping people get seated in the keynotes. And we just signed up for the time frame that worked for us. Mm-hmm. So I just picked times that were not over any of the classes that I wanted to take and volunteered for whatever was available at that time.
So what are some of the classes that you've been taking?
This morning I took the constructive criticism class.
Ooh.
It was wonderful.
I bet.
Yeah, it was really good. And then yesterday I did the text to 911 class.
Oh, I heard about that one. I heard that one was pretty good.
That one was wild, yeah.
No, seriously, what did you think of it? Because when we were first talking about it, my boss, Mark, who's the founder of the company that I work for in digital, and Rob, Big Mac McMullen, we were first talking about this and we were trying to figure out how exactly we were going to do it. And then we just threw the idea out there of, what if we read the text dialogues and then act it out and stuff? And yeah, Rob immediately loved it. Mark was all about it. And it was good stuff.
I'm not going to lie. It completely threw me off because the Monday I'd been volunteering a bunch and didn't get to any of the classes. Mm-hmm. And then I'd been upstairs doing the expo the first part of the morning yesterday. It was the first class I'd taken. And you guys are like laughing and doing all this stuff. I'm like, are all the classes this way? Because this is kind of crazy. No, I learned that it's not true, that they're not all like that. They're not all that
wild,
entertaining,
nuts.
Wild. Yes, wild. That is such a good word for that class.
See, we walked in, Rob and I walked in there right away, and you know, we got situated and stuff with our laptops and sat down and got the mics and everything. And a few people were coming in and I said, man, it looks like there's not going to be that many people here. I said, I know there's still like 10 minutes.
I know.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Right,
you showed up. You're right up in front. And, but then a bunch of other people started coming in and then I looked at
them all with me.
That's right. You just, man,
I'm popular. People just follow me around.
There you go. Well, thank you for bringing them to us because there was a lot of people in there.
Yeah,
I didn't think there was going to be that many people,
but
it was good. And we were talking also in the beginning. Well, we were laughing actually. We were laughing the whole time before it even
started. Yeah,
yeah, and I think it helped because the people who had gotten there in the beginning were kind of I could hear them, and they were saying, "What is this about? What is it going to be?" And we're just laughing and laughing, and then they were laughing because we were laughing.
Uh-huh.
And it just worked out. I mean, it was funny that we even got an applause after one of the calls that we read.
Okay, there's nothing that dispatchers like more than to see other crazy calls and what else happens out in other dispatch centers. So you couldn't really have picked anything better.
Yeah,
to read some of those, which were just ridiculous, and the titles that you had for them were great.
Yeah, you know, that was actually all my boss. He put the titles on those, and when I was reading through them during a couple of our dry runs, I looked at it and I was like,
"Chicken a tent."
Yeah, I was like, "You came up with this?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, I thought it was very appropriate." I was like, "Well, you're right." Mm-hmm. I was like, "It is pretty good."
Yep. Yeah,
it was very fun. We had a good time. Glad it came out as good as it did. And
I learned a lot. See, that's all we needed.
Okay, so then what did you learn from the class?
Well, I haven't really, like, I've read articles about going to text to 911. We haven't really implemented anything in our center yet, so I don't really have any information about how it works or anything at all. So it was really great to take the class because, I mean, we didn't even know how it was going to, like, come up on the system or anything. It's great to know that it's over the internet.
Right, yeah.
We don't have to, like, buy a new program or anything. We can just put it onto the screens that we already have our CAD on and just see it from there.
Yeah.
I had so many questions yesterday. I don't even remember what I asked, but there was
I know,
so many
I saw you just like writing stuff down as fast as you could.
Writing.
I was like, holy crap.
Well, and Tiffany's sitting next to me and she's like, you know, you can like replay this later. It'll be online. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we could hook you up with the PowerPoint as well.
Yeah.
And then you can have the dialogues.
That would be beautiful.
And laugh at them again.
Yes.
I was told that they actually sell the audio presentations or something, like the audio portion and the PowerPoint. So I think my boss is going to purchase a copy of it because I would love to listen to it.
Oh, yes.
Because, man, I was trying to stay as...
You were
as serious as possible, but
Rob wasn't.
No, I mean, I had told him too. I was like, if you laugh, I'm gonna laugh. And my boss had already said,
right,
yeah, exactly. He already said, you know, you're gonna be the one who stays serious. He's gonna be the one that's frantic, and I'm just gonna be the smartass at the end. I was like, all right,
that is exactly what happened. I'm glad you guys planned that out. That was beautiful.
Yeah, we sat here yesterday going through it, and we were laughing very loud here by ourselves. And so
you'd already gotten all your laughs out and you were still laughing about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how
funny it was.
That's usually how Rob and I, when we do these episodes on here, that's what we do. We're just laughing
the whole time.
Like
He's
fools.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, we're dumbasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. Well, so you've been doing a lot here this week, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But you have to go back to reality.
Unfortunately,
start working.
Yes.
Oh.
Back to work.
Wah-wah. Sad trombone. But from now all the way back to the beginning, let's flash back. Let's get into the DeLorean and go back in time.
You want me to remember things?
A little bit. Okay. Just a little bit. After this week, though, and the fact that you live in this state, I don't know how many, you know, how your memory works. You don't get the reference.
No. Yeah, the cannabis conference is right next door. I'm going there next.
Yeah, isn't that? I saw that. Somebody mentioned that.
I know. That was a little ironic.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, let's just
weird.
Put these two in the same building.
Mm-hmm. 911.
That'll go over well. Marijuana. Well, I didn't hear about any, like, anybody getting assaulted or anything, so it...
Well, of course not. It's marijuana.
What? They wouldn't be the ones assaulting.
Assaulting it?
Assaulting. I had a coworker who... She'd read protection orders, and she couldn't help it. She'd always say assaultening.
Assaulting.
I teased her a bunch about it, and then we have a really hard time not saying it.
Way to
so
go,
I kinda
yo. It's all
screwed myself
now.
Over. Yes, exactly. So, assaulting.
Assaulting.
I just have to think about it before I say
crap.
It.
Oh, crap. Now I have to make sure that I don't think that the next time I go to
but
say
But it's really
it.
Fun to say.
It is.
Assaulting.
Assaulting. It just kind of rolls. Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But yes, I want you to think a little bit. Let's go back
okay,
in time.
Let's do it.
I feel like I should have some back in time music or something. Like, or
you can sing it. Go for it.
No. I did enough just then, and I'm already feeling like I'm turning red. So you work as a dispatcher. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing this?
3 years, a little over 3 years.
3 years. What drove you to get into it? Was there...
I wasn't looking for a position in dispatching. My brother is a firefighter. And okay. So when an application came up for the dispatch center, my mom was like, you go there. You apply for that job.
So it was mama.
Oh, it's always mama. She's like, apply for this job. So I did. And then I got it. And she said, I got you that job. I was like,
oh, snaps.
Well, yes, I'm pretty sure I had something to do with it.
Right,
but
yeah.
Thank
just
you for
a little
your
bit.
Help. You know,
what was your hiring process like then?
Well, we do a computer test. Mm-hmm. It lasted about 2 hours, and it just figures out how fast you type, how good your multitasking is. I know that I screwed one question up while I was doing it. Like, I was going too fast because I was trying to hurry, and I knew that I pressed the wrong button. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm failing. I just screwed everything up, and I started panicking. Apparently, I did well enough to get an interview. I think I was like the second highest score or something.
Sweet.
Yay.
So it took 2 hours, huh?
It just depends. They say it can take an hour, 2 hours. Depends on how long
okay.
you take.
Gotcha. How fast did you have to type? Because I know there's a typing test that I took where you only had to type 25 words per minute, but you could only get 3 things wrong.
Oh, so it has accuracy too.
Yes.
I was very, very lucky. They were not checking for accuracy.
Woo. So you were just going all crazy?
No, I didn't just know like, that till afterwards. No, my words per minute is not amazing. I think it's like 45 or something, mm-hmm. which is not amazing. It's, average.
Right.
I've looked it up. I'm average.
You actually looked it up.
Oh, I know. I did a awesome. Typing. Well, before you take the application, they ask you your typing speed.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
I had to go test my typing speed. Mm-hmm. And I looked up what's the average typing speed, which is about 45 words per minute.
Nice.
So that's me.
But it wasn't doing any accuracy or anything.
I don't think it does a whole lot of accuracy. I mean, of course, you can't have it completely wrong.
Well, yeah,
because
of course,
some of what the test is to listen to one thing while typing a different thing, or like copying it from another sentence over to.
Oh, okay. So that was all encompassed with the multitasking thing.
Yeah. So you have a headset on and you're listening to maybe somebody say a phone number or tell you a story or something, but you have to write down something that you're seeing in a different window first, and then go back and having memorized the phone number that they just gave you, then try to
what?
Accurately type it in the next window after it's already been said while you were typing something else. So
that
it's
sounds
just,
confusing as shit.
It was. I was doing it. I was like, I can't be a dispatcher. I'm horrible at this. I apparently did well enough. Apparently they don't, they let you screw up a couple of times.
Well, that's
times,
good.
Most of the time. I don't know.
Well, when I did that typing test, like I said, you can only do 3 wrong, and it was only 25 words per minute. And I started typing, and I started typing faster. I was like, I'm just going to type my normal speed. Well, then I hit that first one wrong. I was like,
panic.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was, yeah. So then I started going a little bit slower, and I knew where I was going to hit, and I slipped, and I got 2 wrong. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe this. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm a grown ass man. How am I going to piss myself?
Now it's down to the wire. Like, just one more mistake.
Right. Yeah. And you have to go through, I think, 3 or 4 paragraphs. Yeah. So I just started typing kind of just slow.
Very, very slow.
Yeah. In my head, I'm saying every letter that I'm reading as I'm typing it out, and I made it through. It was like, oh, thank God for that. But before that, they ended up having us do this test where we had to listen to traffic, and there was about 30 of us in this room, mm-hmm. and they were playing it over the PA system. So it sounded like shit to begin with. And, the officer who was talking at the time was very mumbly. I'm sure you know what favorite. That voice sounds like. Yeah. Yeah. The mumble uh-huh. one. And, so we had to write down exactly what he was saying and dispatch. And then, you know, if you got close or whatever, you moved on to the next step.
And this was while you were in the hiring process? Is this?
Yeah, this was the very first step of the hiring process to weed everybody out. And I'm sitting there, I'm just writing away.
I kind of think we should do this. I want to take this bag and be like, hey guys, I've got this great idea. We're
going to
get our
this.
Most mumbliest officer and a really bad PA system.
Yeah, you should. I mean, it weeds out all the people that...
Who can't.
Yeah, that can't hear the traffic and stuff.
Because you get them on the radio, you know, they're a month into training, you get them on the radio and you're like, oh no, they can't.
Yeah, they can't hear it. It's not going to work out.
It doesn't work for them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they ended up weeding all those people out. I remember hearing some of them say, I have no idea what they're saying. And they want us to write this down. And I'm like,
you're fired.
Yeah. You're not going to make it. Well, luckily for me, I had already had previous experience in Florida. Mm-hmm. When I first started, it was in Florida. So mm-hmm. I had heard the traffic and everything already.
So you kind of already knew.
Yeah. I was good to go. I was kind of like, yeah, screw you guys. I'm going to get this job. But then I didn't get the job.
You didn't?
No. Well, there was still a huge process. Uh-huh. The only thing.
Uh-huh. I blame it on the process.
No. One part of the process. And it was because my credit score was not as high as they wanted it to be.
That is a good reason not to hire somebody.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a good reason.
Yeah, you know why they look at that?
Because you're not good with your money.
Well, I guess, that's one thing, but that's not the because I asked them about it. I was like, why does that even matter? And they said that that's how they tell if somebody's responsible.
Yeah, you're not very responsible.
Yeah,
are you?
No, I guess not.
I guess that.
Yeah, I was only a few points off. I was like, man, you guys suck. Yeah,
that does suck.
So then, after you got hired and everything, what was your training process like?
We do about 5 months. Mm-hmm. It's all on the job. We don't do anything that's like a classroom. Well, we didn't when I started. We're trying to implement that now mm-hmm. as we are trying to hire more people at a time. If we have like 4 or 5 applicants that all make it through the process, we try to do them in a classroom setting just to teach them all at once because we don't have enough trainers for them.
Are you one of the trainers at all? Do you do any training?
No, I've applied to be a CTO, but I'm not a CTO yet. There's 4 others that are, and there's 11 employees. So
there's 11 of you guys?
There's supposed to be more.
Well, that's good because I was going to get to that question too. I was going to ask you how big your
short-staffed.
How big your center is. So is there a lot of overtime then?
A lot. Yeah.
So how did you get to come here then?
I'm very lucky. Extremely lucky to be able to have come. I was working overtime. I had one day off a week for the last couple of weeks.
Dang.
Yeah.
What are your shifts like? Is it 8 hours, 12 hours?
12 hours.
12 hours.
12-hour shifts. I've been working overnights for the last 9 months.
Dang. Wait a minute.
A week.
You go, woo, like, okay.
Sarcastically.
Yeah. You don't like nights?
No, I love nights.
Oh, I was going to say, how dare you? How dare you?
No, I love nights. But after 9 months, you're just like, I'm so tired.
Well, I work nights for almost the whole, 6 months out of my 13-year career, really, was mornings. I hated mornings.
Okay. I don't like mornings either, but I need like a break from night shift. Like, put me on 6 months of nights. Just give me like 1 month of day shift to like recuperate, see the sunshine a little, see my family a little bit, and then I will go back to night shift.
Okay. So then what's your shift? Like, what's your times?
We do 3 month rotations.
Well, okay. 3 month rotations, but what is it like 7 to 7, 5 to 5?
7 to 7. Yes. Man. Good guess. You're good.
Well, a lot of people have been saying 7 to 7 too, and the way you talk about it.
It sounds like the same.
Yeah. It sounds like the same. Mm. But mine was 4:30 to 4:30.
That's horrible. Who's going to work at 4:30?
I wish those listening to this could have seen her face. You might as well have given.
You seem to like my facial expressions.
You might as well have given the that one because that's pretty much how it was, man. Jeez. Well, the reason mine was 4:30 to 4:30 is because I was one of the supervisors.
Hated you.
Well, that too. Yeah. Yeah, they hated me. It was
supervising.
Yeah, it was supervising. So I'd have to go in at 4:30. Actually, I'd have to be there at a quarter after four, mm-hmm. so that I could relieve the other supervisor, get briefed, and all that good junk, and then start at 4:30. And but the others, they did 5 to 5, so it's only a half hour difference, but it makes a difference.
It does. Like, there's something about, like, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work. That's way worse than staying up all night. I will stay
it's
up
bullshit.
All
That's
night.
That's what it is.
Well, in the fire departments, like, my brother works for the fire department. Right. So I'm like, what? He thinks I'm crazy. He's like, how can you stay up all night? I'm like, how can you get up at 2 in the morning and, like, put your pants on and go do a structure assignment? Like, I don't understand. Right. Like, I don't wake up for a good hour. Well, he doesn't either, but that's a different story.
Well, okay.
He can drive an engine asleep, apparently.
Nice. Hey, that's a good skill to have.
It is. Yeah.
Those 6 months that I worked mornings, it was when I switched to supervisor when I got promoted, and I was the low man on the totem pole. So I got the shift that nobody wanted. And
nobody wants that shift.
Well, there was actually a lot of people who wanted mornings, but I forget how it worked out that
she still got screwed.
That I was the one that was going to get mornings.
Other people want it and you still get screwed.
Yeah, exactly. So because I lived far away from work, I would have to get up at 3 in the morning to get ready and make sure I left by 3:30 to get to work by 4:15 to start at 4:30. And that 6 months blew. Like, I started going into work at, or I'm sorry, I started going to sleep at about 8 at night, which I never do because I work nights.
Right,
exactly.
Even when I'm supposed to be going to sleep that early, it doesn't work.
Right. I'd have to take a couple shots or something so I could get relaxed and then finally go to sleep. But then as I did it more, I would go to sleep at midnight sometimes and then wake up at 3. Yeah. So you're going to jump in on this?
Oh, hi. Hi, friend.
Yes, you are.
Yes, she is.
Okay. You know what? You never told me your name.
Tiffany.
Okay.
She's the Tiffany
we're gonna,
I was talking
we're going to move this over here.
Oh, yes.
And we're doing this.
Okay.
We're recording this. We're going to do this all at the same time.
All right. Are you ready?
It doesn't say Tiffany.
It says Tiff McGee.
It says Tiff McGee.
That's why you were saying that earlier.
Okay.
Okay. So the both of you are going to have to squeeze in there a little more. And that's why those books were on there. All right. So, Tiff. Oh, you guys work from the same place?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. Okay. I didn't see it before, so I didn't know.
No, we're just hanging out together. We made friends here. No, we didn't make any friends. We're not social.
Really? You guys didn't make any friends at all?
I made like 5
you,
Facebook friends.
Just you and
see?
Oh, what? You did?
Yeah, they added me on Facebook.
Okay, I didn't make any friends. Tiffany made a lot.
What the hell? What's wrong with you?
A lot of things. Tiffany, what's wrong with me?
She got on the podcast. So.
That's true. Yes.
Hey, I did something right here.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. She also did the 5 count right.
I did.
Yes.
Ooh. Even though I didn't think I did.
Yeah, she counted to 5 and then counted back down from 5. Dang. Well done.
Very talented.
You wouldn't even know she was homeschooled. You wouldn't even know.
Oh, you had to bring that up.
But I'm saying you wouldn't even know.
Oh, my God. This is going to be awesome. The fun continues.
It does. Tiffany, you're spilling all my secrets.
Okay, so Tiffany, how many years have you been working for the agency?
4. 4 years, and I just became CTO as well this year.
Awesome. Okay, let me see here. I don't want you guys to bump heads or anything.
Be closer, Tiffany.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit closer. Oh, yeah.
Check mic 1, 2.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
A boot.
Yeah, a boot.
Minnesota.
Okay, so.
I feel like I'm sitting in your lap.
So 4 years. And how did you get into dispatching?
I saw it on the newspaper.
The only good way to get into it.
Yeah.
The newspaper, yeah.
She wanted money.
That's what you just wanted, some loot.
I came in not knowing a single thing, just like, hey, I want to upgrade a job. And it's what it started out as.
Holy cow.
I knew nothing.
So you knew nothing. So walking in, what was it like when you first walked into the dispatch center?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I was terrified. I was like, oh my gosh, deer in the headlights. What is happening? I couldn't really understand all of the stuff that was going on, but I instantly was like, I want to try that. I want to do that.
So, and your training, has the training process changed from when you started to when you started? Jordan?
I don't think so.
It's been about the same?
We've trained the same, right? It's only just recently become like the when they
academy.
Do the classroom stuff. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys do any ride-alongs or anything like that during your training process?
Yes. We.
What was that like? Because my ride-alongs were crazy. but they were awesome. Hey, it was good. I got to see two brothers fight over a woman.
What?
Yes. They were yelling at each other, and he's like, she's mine, bitch. What do you got? Yeah, it was awesome. And then he got in the back of the car, and I'm sitting there riding shotgun, and he's crying. Uh-huh. He's just bawling and stuff.
The thing is, they're like used to sharing, but not that intensely.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But after a while, he goes, hey, guy. And I'm sitting there like, is he talking to me?
Yeah.
And he starts pounding on the glass in the bag. He's like, hey, man. And I said, what? And he goes, you think you can come out here and open the door so I can get out?
What?
I said, no.
You thought you were going to be an accomplice to him escaping?
I was like, no, man, that's not going to work out. And he's like, I just want to tell my side of the story. I was like, no, that's not going to happen. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much how he was. Yeah. But then after I didn't do it, he started slamming his head against the glass.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
You aren't a cop, so you can just ignore it. Let him keep slamming it.
No, yeah. I was
like,
laughing.
I like this music too. And just head banging.
Yeah.
Oh, he's unconscious.
Good.
That's a shame.
That's pretty much how it was.
Oh, good.
And then after we dropped him off, well, okay, we go into the jail and he walks in and he's bawling. And the guys that are in the drunk tank are yelling at him and they're like, oh, man, why are you crying, little bitch?
Poor girl. Yeah. Because I got beat up.
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was great. Oh. Yeah, all we could do was laugh at him. It was like, man, it's your own fault. Yeah. And then after that, we got called out to a larceny complaint. And it was actually Mother's Day, too. And the officer goes into Walmart and gets the guy. Actually, no, it was a Meijer. I don't know if you guys have any Meijers around here. It's pretty much like Walmart, but better.
We're going to call it Walmart.
Yeah, okay.
Well, can we call it Target? Like, that's our better Walmart.
No.
It's the better Wally World is the Target.
If it was a larceny, it's probably Walmart.
Okay.
Good call. Okay. Yeah, it probably is. Yeah. Walmart, we don't think you're bad in any way if you're listening to this. But the officer goes in there and he brings this guy out who looks like a complete douche. And he gets in the back of the car. I was like, what did he do? And he goes, he stole a Mother's Day card and a bottle of Jack for her.
Couldn't come up with a better present than that, though? Come on.
I guess. I don't know. He was just trying to be a good son, I guess.
Yeah. And now she's going to have to bail him out of jail.
Well, yeah, who knows what happened? Mm. Yeah, he didn't get to get any of the Jack Daniels, though. We should have taken it. That would have been good.
Yeah.
So what else did you guys do during your training process? I mean, is there different phases that you guys go through, or?
Go, Tiffany.
Yeah, we have quite a few different phases now. Like, before, it was all on-the-floor training. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd come and, you know, you'd pretty much start out, like, just watching, and then, like, we'd put you through it. Now we have different phases. Like, you'll go down to the academy. We'll get you set up with, like, jurisdictions, just really small stuff. And then you come up on the floor and you start going through all those phases. In the beginning of each new phase, you'll go back down to the academy, get the basic that we can teach you, and then come back up for practical. We're looking to do more mock, like, nice. Get a mock CAD and be mm-hmm. able to put that downstairs so that way they can actually train on it before they come up. But right now it's, like, really basics.
So what was it like for both of you when you took your first 911 call?
Oh, I think I just froze.
I don't remember my first one, but I think it was something really, really lame. Like, oh, I didn't mean to call. And I was like,
sad trombone.
A misdial on the first one. Some other people, they get like heart attacks and stuff, and I got a misdial.
And you said you froze. Do you remember what kind of call it was?
I think it was some sort of EMS call. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't breathe. And I was just like, oh no, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do.
I'm like, wow, well, I need somebody else to help you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Luckily, and did somebody break in?
Yeah. They're right there. And I was like, no, just hand signals.
You can't use hand motions.
Like, mimicking I'm in a glass case of emotion and I don't know what to do. And they jump in.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That kind of reminds me of one of my first 911 calls. My trainer was like, all right, you know, it's your turn. I'm going to listen to you. And a domestic call came in. And if you hit the button first before you pick up the handset, it's speakerphone. So I hit the button. Well, I hit the button.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And you can hear all the screaming going on. I was like, this is going to be bad. So I pick up the handset and Allegan 911, where's your emergency? And then it slipped. It slipped out because I tried to hold it up here so I could start typing.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have headsets or anything at the time. So it slipped out and I completely threw me off my entire game. And then I went to pick it up and they're just screaming and screaming and screaming. And I look at my trainer and I was like,
you just handed the phone over.
Take it. I was like, you're going to have to take this because I completely lost it. And she goes, no, you're going to do it.
She told you no.
Yeah. She told me no. She's like, you're going to do it. You've got this.
Your trainer and was a hard ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. She was good though. And I got back on there and I did it.
Good.
And then when I was done, she's like, damn, good job. I was like, damn right. That's how I do this.
Yeah.
I was like, take another one.
Next.
Do it again.
Yeah, I was all about it. So what about any other calls that have stuck with you?
Definitely, I'd say like CPRs and stuff like that. People not breathing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty tough.
Tiffany got one recently where she saved somebody's life.
Oh, dude, news. Talk about that.
She was in the news.
Yeah, well done.
That positive recognition definitely helps. Like every day, I was so excited to get in there that next day and be like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do the stuff, save the people.
Yeah.
But so that's exciting.
No, that's good because, you know, and especially if it ended up in the newspaper and stuff, because people don't understand that in dispatch, it's a thankless job. We don't ever get those kudos and stuff. And even on top of that, we don't get a lot of the closure from all that stuff.
And if you are in the paper, it's bad. It's
exactly.
It's negative.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's really lucky when somebody does call up and say, hey, I wanted to thank the dispatcher who did that. And
right.
It rarely happens, but it's so nice when it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it not only reflects on me, my whole center, like everybody in there is like it gives a positive light to the whole community. So that's nice. I think the other type of calls and stuff that stick with you are like officer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You build a really close bond and you don't really realize it.
Right. Yeah,
so if
exactly.
something happens to them, you're like, oh my gosh, it affects you.
Do you guys ever joke on the radio with them?
No, we aren't allowed to. What do you mean
what?
Joke?
What?
No.
Jokes? Never. What kind of jokes would you possibly do?
We're like, well, contact dispatch.
You've seen Super Troopers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the whole meow thing?
Meow.
Yeah, I started doing that on the radio with the officers.
You're allowed to do that?
We're not allowed. I don't know that we were allowed to, but I still did it anyway because I didn't give a shit.
I'm not going to say that we've ever done anything like that, but we might have.
It's always fun when stuff like that happens because, I mean, okay, like I was saying before, I told her that I worked 13 years in dispatch. And, you know, before I started doing all this and moved to the, you know, as an industry partner or how they used to call it, the private sector. But they don't call it that no more. Yeah, I think that sounds a lot cooler instead of it being an industry partner.
Yeah.
But they're like, you got to be more PC. I'm like, fuck PC.
Yeah.
I was like, I like the sound of the private sector.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
you need that on like a business card. Secret service or something. Like, it doesn't even explain what you're doing at all. It's just really secretive.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever knows.
Do. Yeah.
We used to joke on the radio because you're working nights all the time and stuff or days or whatever. And it breaks up that, you know, bullshit that comes with the job.
Yeah.
You know, you need to laugh a little bit in order to get through it. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I always think. You know, you need a little dark humor to go through it.
We only do that when the sergeants on duty start it to know it's safe to go.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We had one sergeant called up and he's like, if you could just status each of my officers at the time of night. So if you could say like 2:48 at 2:48 and confuse him, that'd be great. And then also anytime you tell him to go ahead, just say goat head instead.
Oh, I used to love that one. Yeah, goat head. One.
Well, he had told them that the first one to be able to do that to us would win. And then I did it to them first and none of them knew what was going on. And they were like, how did she know to say that? And they were all confused.
That's the best. See, and one of the sergeants actually had me pull a prank. It was April 1st, you know, Fool's Day. And he's like, yeah, I want to try to do a prank. Can you think of something? And he knew the way I work and stuff. And I was like, hell yeah, we're going to do this. So at the time, they were having some issues with upgrading, doing some updates for their tough books, for their MDTs and stuff.
Okay.
So... that was my idea. It's like, I'm going to tell them that there's an update that they need to do. So I went on the radio and I said, Elegant Central to all stations and units. We're having an issue with an update, but what you need to do is pull over for about 10 seconds on the side of the road and just wait for a moment. And the update will go through and I'll let you know when you can clear. And everyone was like, 10-4, 10-4, 10-4. And I'm waiting and just busting up laughing. And I'm like, I got to keep a straight voice for when I go back on there. And I was getting messages on my Talon, which is part of the MDT system, from all the officers saying, is it done yet? Is it done yet? And I'm laughing and I'm like, nope, just hold on. I was like, just stand by one. It's almost done. Their IS is working on it. It's almost done. So I finally get back on there and say the same thing. Elegant Central to all stations and units. The update has completed and happy April Fool's Day. And, people were keying up and stuff saying, oh, good one, good one, good one. And I got a couple messages that said, you're a dick.
Can't say that on the radio. Now,
yeah, no. Well, you can, but, you know, you get in trouble for it.
You're going to get fired.
Yeah. Well, they knew that I didn't give a crap. Yeah. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I did my job. I did it well, and that's what they liked. And one of the other things we used to do, actually one of the officers started it. Maybe you guys can do it as well, because this one is not a bad one. It's kind of stupid, actually. The officer would just go... We just sniff on the radio.
We have something worse. We have an officer who keys up and coughs.
He every just time. Coughs? That's
like,
it?
Or like, and then just starts keying.
And he always does it after he keys up. Sometimes he's got some phlegm and stuff.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. That's my favorite.
God. Yeah, I don't even know why he started doing it. He just keyed up out of nowhere one day when I was on the radio and just... And I was like, okay. So then I keyed up and let's sniff back. And so... this was a deputy. So a state trooper would talk on the radio and, you know, it's like Super Troopers, you know, yeah. Blue versus brown or which, however, and, the state would talk on the radio or something. And then the deputy would come up right after that transmission was done and, or something else would be going on and they would key up on a completely different channel and then I'd back. It was so stupid, but it was like, it never gets old. Or we would do, have you ever watched Saving Silverman?
No.
No? Okay. Well, there's a scene in there where Jack Black has this little walkie-talkie, and when you click on it, it goes,
we
and then you can
so
start
much.
Talking.
Oh, my God. We used to do that all the time.
Okay. Well, you see.
Only late at night.
Well, of course. Yeah. We only did it like 3 a.m. when there's nothing going on. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We would do it too. Just
we
central
to. We had some officers who do it with us.
See, that's always good when they get into it.
Yes.
We did get in trouble over the meow thing. One of the supervisors that I worked with didn't like it, yeah, I guess.
Has no sense of humor.
Yeah, and they narked us out. And I was like, man, what a jerk. So we had to stop. But the officers ended up switching it up. Whenever they pulled a car over, they would get real technical with their colors. And they would say, I'm out here with the, you know, an Oldsmobile that's pearl white or burnt orange or smoke.
It's the color of smoke.
Yeah. We would do stuff with names. One of the deputies would come on and he would give a name and then I would repeat the name over. There's a song by Ozzy Osbourne called Mr. Crowley, and the person's name was Crowley. So I said to him, do you advise it was a Mr. Crowley? And he goes, that's affirmative, Central, just like Ozzy. I was like, yes, that's my boy.
I like when they're like brown, like the color.
Yeah.
Like
rock.
Really?
Like rock.
See, it's always fun to have or to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
One of the officers once read a name, and I'm 100% Mexican, and I speak Spanish. And so he gives the last name of Rodriguez. And they always spell the last name, you know, they always do phonetics. Well, for whatever reason this time, he didn't spell the name or anything. So I was going to tell him to repeat it or to say it in phonetically, and I didn't. Instead, I just sent him an MDT message asking him, did you not spell this name out because I'm Mexican?
Yes.
And he sends a message back right away, and he goes, I'm so sorry. He's like, that's not what I meant. He goes, I didn't mean to. I didn't even realize, like, yeah, whatever, dude.
I think they have, like, an auto-populated, like, an auto-text to say that. Like, no, that's not what I meant. Like, just for dispatch.
It was hilarious. I sent him a message back. I was like, I'm just effing with you, dude. I was like, it's completely fine.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care. If it's racist, it's funny to me.
Okay. Now, but have you ever spelled anything phonetically with Hispanic names? We have a Hispanic officer. He joked about it. He could never complete it because it's kind of hard, but spelled the things phonetically with Hispanic names like Jose and for your J. And it's too hard for me to even come up with enough.
I don't think I've ever dealt with it really, but
I'm still waiting for someone to actually do it and see if I can manage it.
Okay, if you ever have something like that come up, let me know so I can FOIA that and we can play it on the show.
All right, let me call my buddy. We're doing this tomorrow.
Nice. Are there any phone calls that you remember that you've taken in the past or recently or anything that were some funny ones? Anything that you, and I have to say this right away because you weren't here in the beginning, Tiffany, we don't use any names, addresses, or phone numbers. Or like landmarks or
landmarks.
Anything.
Don't forget the landmarks.
Whoa. So I can't make them up or anything.
Oh, you can make them up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
Yeah, like Tits McGee or something like
right.
that. You know?
Yeah. That's easy. Okay. Any funny calls lately? Have we had any funny calls lately? No, they're all pretty serious.
You've been working for 4 years?
No, and yeah. No, this is 911. We work
She's
very serious.
Really bad when you put her on the spot.
I'm a professional.
I can see it in her face. She's like, should I say something? I don't know what I should do.
I'm like, yeah, no, they'll know it's me.
Well, yeah, because you gave your name.
Well.
Your first name. We don't use the last names for anything.
Yes, I'm Bree.
Yeah. During Christmas, I had a guy who was singing to me. He was extremely drunk. He was homeless. He was at the bus stop and he wanted a ride. He's homeless. So he wanted a ride to the bridge so he could go under the bridge and sleep because that's where he slept. So he calls me. I'm super
I thought there was more to it.
I guess getting to building it.
Yeah, exactly.
So he just calls up. And he asked me for a ride. I'm like, okay, I'm sending the officer over there. And he won't let me get off the phone with him. He called 911, so I can't hang up on him now. And he's like, okay, just stay on the phone. And he starts singing me Christmas carols. He's like, do you like that song? Do you like my singing? I'm like, it's wonderful. Keep going.
You told him to keep going.
Then he asked me to sing with him. I was like, no.
Oh, man.
I'm telling the officers, please get there ASAP.
So they actually went to go pick him up?
Oh, yeah.
See, our officers never, we're not a taxi.
Oh, it's the city that's really, really nice. If you ever want to get away with anything, you go to this specific agency and you ask
them. You heard it here first, folks.
I didn't tell you which one.
That's true. That's
true. They have really good community relations, this one. Yeah.
Yes. They're very nice to their citizens and their homeless people. And the bridge.
Because they're different. Because those are two different things.
No.
It's so wrong, yet so right.
The bridge. The bridge where the homeless people sleep is just outside their jurisdiction in county, so it's totally okay.
Oh, okay.
County didn't know they were doing this.
Rob should have been here for this one.
I told him to stay.
I know, that fool ass went to, what was he going to go do? He was going to go take a nap.
He went to take a nap. Wait, can you call him and wake him up?
Let's call him on speaker.
Wow. I don't think he'll answer his phone because he's a fool like that.
Why do you have two phones though? Like only drug dealers and officers have two phones.
Okay, you know what? It's funny that you say that. Okay, I'll have to tell you this story. When I was 18, I was going to.
A drug dealer.
Something like that.
It all started.
Yeah, and that's how I worked for the police and everything
else.
You
really switched it up, yeah.
Yeah, I did good. No, I was heading for my senior pictures, and I was driving a Chevy Camaro, and I was all dressed up and everything, and I had, and this is going to date me, I had a cell phone, but I also had a pager. Yeah, teehee, go ahead, laugh it up. And there was, I saw a stay boy pass by me, and I had blaring on my radio, fuck the police. And they passed by. I'm like, yeah, screw you guys, the man. And I just kept going. My brother's riding shotgun because we just gotten out of school. And he was taking a nap in the car. So I continue going. I'm not paying attention or anything. And I finally look up in my mirror and I see lights. I was like, what the hell? And there was three troopers in back of me. And they end up pulling around and they block me in. And they pull me over.
Oh, no.
And I thought, did they hear my music? They couldn't make an example of me. So they pull me over. The officer comes up and everything. And he's asking for my license and registration. I didn't have my license on me. I had left it at school in my other jacket. And I looked at him.
Going downhill so quickly.
I know, right? Yeah. And I said to him, I kind of chuckled. And I was like, I'm sorry, man. I don't have my license. I left it. And before I could even explain, he's like, get out. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, get out of the car. I was like, okay. So I get out of the car and he goes, go to the back of the car. And he kind of nudges me forward to like hurry up because I was dragging my feet already because I was freaking out.
Dragging ass.
Yes, exactly. And I get to the back of the car and he starts, you know, patting me down and everything, pulls out my my devices. And he goes, how old did you say you were? And I said, I just turned 18 a couple weeks ago. And he goes, and you've got a cell phone and a pager and you're driving this car and you're dressed like this. And I said, well, yeah, I'm going to get my senior pictures done. I said, what are you getting at? And he goes, are you sure you're not a drug dealer? And I said, no. no, man, I'm not. I swear to you. And he goes, who's that in the car with you? And I said, it's my brother. And he goes, well, what's wrong with him? Why is he passed out? I was like, because he's tired. He's napping, man.
Teenage boy. I mean, why are we asking this question?
And he goes, all right, well, I'm going to go check on him. I was like, okay. And I turn around and I see the other two troopers that are there. And they're, one of them was like tapping their taser. During the time that I was looking at him, I was like, that's not cool.
They're ready for you to run.
I know, man. Yeah, they were just waiting. And he goes and he opens the door and my brother falls out of the car. Yeah, he falls out of the car.
Does he at least wake up?
Well, yeah, as soon as he fell down, he woke up and the officer says, get the hell up. And he jumps up and he's like, get back there with your brother. And my brother comes around. He's like, what's going on, man?
Just completely out of the element.
Yeah. I said, I have no idea. He's like, what did you do? I was like, I was playing a song loud. I don't know. And the trooper goes to search my car. And
you gave him consent?
Man, I was all freaked out. I know. I was freaked out.
I can remember if you gave them consent.
There's one way to talk to cops and it's. You don't.
Well, yeah. Well, and he ends up saying, is there anything in here that I'm going to find? And the first thing I said without thinking was, if there's anything in there, it's my dad's because it's my dad's car. It was in his name.
Layman game.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, all right. And so he starts looking through everything. And, you gotta leave.
You guys have fun.
That's right.
Hit the road.
You gotta hit the road.
Yeah.
Well,
that was a good story. Keep going with it.
You'll get to listen to it.
I'll tell you the ending.
Yeah, you'll get to listen to the ending.
Okay.
Have a good one. So,
I'm not gonna bail, I promise.
Okay, good. You know how long we've been doing this?
40 minutes.
Oh, you've been checking?
No.
Has it felt like it?
Not really. No.
What'd I tell you?
Yeah, you never lie.
So then, at the end of it, he comes back and he goes, you know, get in your car. I was like, okay. So we go get in the car and I look at the back seat and everything is destroyed. Everything's thrown out everywhere. And, the trooper ends up coming back up and he goes, the reason that I pulled you over is because you fit the description of a drug dealer that we were looking for.
Oh.
And I said, oh, okay.
It wasn't even my great song.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that would have been a way better story to tell my friends.
Song? Yeah, exactly. And he goes, I'm going to give you a ticket for the tint that's on your windows. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten tint all around. And he goes, you're not supposed to have that in Michigan. And the fact that you don't have your license on you, that's a misdemeanor and I could take you in for that. And I was
so
like, man.
How nice he's being to you.
Yes. Yes. I was like, man, I am so sorry. And he's like, just get it taken off, bring the ticket back into the state post and you don't have to pay for it. And I was like, all right, now that I paid $200 or $300 or whatever to get the tint on here. And I ended up going to the eye doctor the next day and I was telling my doctor about this and he goes, you know what? Hey, let's hold on a minute. Let me get you something. So he goes comes back with a doctor's note saying that I need the tint because I wear glasses. So
he totally covered for you.
Yes. So I take my dad with me to the post and the trooper that had given me that ticket was actually there. And we walked in and my dad says, did you give this to my son? And he goes, yeah. And my dad says, well, we've got this note here from his eye doctor. And actually we were telling the sergeant this and the guy was there listening and he ends up looking at it. He's like, all right, well, give me the fix-it ticket. And I just ripped it up. I'm like, oh, boom.
You got so lucky for lying to the police.
Well, that wasn't my lie. Well, I guess technically
it
was.
I don't think they would have arrested your doctor for that.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome that I got to go through that. So the whole drug dealer thing, that's why I had to tell that story because somebody thought that I was actually a drug dealer.
So you fit the description, literally.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that kind of messed up? Is that profiling?
Is that considered? Well, yeah.
Yeah,
it was pretty messed up. But it's okay because you fit the description.
Yeah.
How else would they catch the bad guys?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess you're right. And then all these years later, for 13 years, I ended up working for the police.
Do you still play that song?
Of course I do. Because I love that group.
Yeah. Just don't play it in front of your cop friends.
See, all the cop friends that I have, they were awesome like that.
And they played the song too?
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah, they would play it and they'd be like, yeah, F us. You know, the weirdest thing, though, was actually hanging out with them for the first time. Mm-hmm. I went and hung out with them, and there was a huge group of them. And we were drinking and playing pool.
Drunk with the cops.
I know. That was the thing.
It's so weird.
We were drinking Miller Lite. And I had my first can, and I don't even think I was halfway through it. They're like, come on, Ricardo, what's the problem? I was like, dude, this is just weird. I said, I'm hanging out with a bunch of deputies and we're drinking. And he's like, man, it's all right. We're just like you. I was like, okay. So I was drinking a little more and one of them comes down with this mason jar with aluminum foil on it.
And can't be good.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? And they're like, just take a sip. I was like, all right, man. So I took a little tiny sip and they're like, take a bigger sip than that. So I took a bigger sip and it tasted like apple pie. And ooh, that's what they called it. It was apple pie. And it tastes amazing. But then it completely burned on the way down. And I said, what is this? And they're like, it's apple pie. I was like, I know, you already told me it's apple pie.
No,
I was like, what
is
really
it?
Is it? Yeah. And they said, well, it's moonshine. I was like, are you serious, man? I was like, I never had moonshine before. And he goes, yeah, yeah. He goes, it's moonshine. He said, how much proof is this? He goes, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. I was like, shit.
Do you want another sip?
I did have another sip, but I never finished that first Miller Lite because those three or four sips that I had was enough.
Down your ass.
Yeah. It was enough for me to be cool for the rest of the night. I was like, my ass is staying the night here.
Yep.
I'm not going
loosened
anywhere.
You up on your first party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First one. But it was good though. We've all been really good friends since then. Do you ever hang out with the officers that you work with? Or I mean, is it just dispatchers or anything?
No, I don't.
You're not social like that?
Yes. That's the nice way of saying it. Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. No, lots of the dispatchers are either, you know, married to one of the deputies, one of the firefighters, you know, or really good friends with them. So lots of them hang out together and drink together and whatnot. I don't.
So you just... Are you a hermit or something?
I go home to my cat.
Oh. Do you drink with your cat then?
Yes.
That's
she's
funny.
Not even a nice cat. She's rude.
Oh.
I know. I go home to my rude cat who bites me.
That's messed up. That's so sad.
That's why I work 6 days a week.
Oh, well. Hey, at least you're making the loot because of all the overtime that you're talking about.
Right? Money.
Well, as we go into the wrap up of this episode,
what we have to wrap this up?
Huh?
We have to wrap it up.
What?
This is so much fun.
It is fun. I told you.
I can't believe you convinced me to do this and have so much fun. It's ridiculous.
Well, episode 95 is the next one,
okay,
so
we get to do 95 too.
Well, I'm just thinking that because I mean this is all portable stuff, so they'd be able to take it to wherever, and then we could get Rob to come on for episode 95.
Yeah, because he's supposed to do it.
That's right.
It's like his duty.
Exactly.
Yes.
His duty.
Duty.
Do you ever, overemphasize those words to you on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we do it all the time. Or we did it all the time. I'm not in dispatch anymore. But
I had one officer the other day who, he's in training. He talks really, really fast because his trainer talks really, really fast. And I seriously did not understand the data birth at all. I was like, can you repeat the year of birth? And he goes, 69. He thought I was asking on purpose. He's like, why else would you have asked for that date of birth? I was like, I didn't hear you. You didn't have to make it sound like that.
He's like, you're so dirty.
I almost couldn't respond to him because I didn't hear it. And then hearing it like that, I was like, oh.
We had a name come over the radio once. It was Brown Eye.
Brown Eye?
Brown Eye.
Oh.
Please tell me you know what that is.
No. You can explain this to me?
The brown eye is, it's your butthole. That's what the brown eye is. Holy crap.
I was homeschooled.
Okay.
We went over that already.
Well, okay, so one of the officers pulled over a girl whose last name was Brown Eye.
Oh, gosh.
So he sends me up a message really quick, and he goes, make sure you listen to the Lean channel. I was like, okay. So we flip over, and he goes, you know, to talk to my partner and stuff to run it. And he goes, last of Brown Eye. First of, I don't even remember what the name was, but we immediately start laughing, and he's laughing already trying to read it over the radio. And I sent him a message really fast, like, this is amazing, keep going. And my, because I wasn't a supervisor yet at the time, my supervisor was sitting there taking the information. I turned and looked at her and was like, dude, you better repeat it, Brown Eye. I said, say Mrs. Brown Eye. Like, you have to. I was like, you're always saying that we all always hang out and we're cool and we don't include you or anything. You're going to do this. This is how you're going to get into the cool club.
Initiation.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to do that shit. I'm not going to do that. So then she keys up and she goes, in reference to Mrs. Brown Eye, and we're like, yes, perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. She actually did it. It was good stuff. Well, then the deputy ends up coming up and he tells us, you know, that whole story. But he says that when she gives him her license, he looks at it, immediately chuckles, covers his mouth, turns around, and then turns back around again and says, "Ma'am, can you tell me what your last name is?" And she immediately responds with, "Oh, you're so immature." So he goes, "Ma'am, no, I'm serious, because the license looks like, you know, the name and everything on here looks like it could be fake. So I need you to repeat it." And she goes, "It's Brown Eye." And he goes, "Okay, thanks." And he goes to the car and then, you know, ends up getting on there with us and stuff. So
I would change my name.
Yeah,
now that probably. I know what it means. I mean, before I would have been just living my life not knowing.
Right. Like this, I love my last name. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what's going on. And yep, whole new meaning to Pucker Factor.
Oh man.
So see, you learned something new. Oh, I can't believe I explained that on this episode.
Thank you.
But that's what's good about it. In the beginning of this, it's going to have that warning too. So
explicit.
Yep, it'll be funny.
I'll have to
play it when we're done with this so that you can just hear what that warning sounds like. But going into the wrap up of this, is there anything that you can tell people out there about, I don't know, I guess coming out to a conference like this, because they're already pushing the conference for next year in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Is there any of the stuff that you learned or that you experienced that you think would be better for or good for other dispatchers to experience as well?
Just the whole community of the event. And, you know, my supervisors who have gone to it before and stuff, they always say, oh, it's so good to like help you rejuvenate and to just give you so much more information and really just like make you passionate about doing it again. And I was like, yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah.
Because when you haven't done it, you don't feel it. But now that I've actually gotten to experience it for the first time, it is really amazing getting to talk to everybody. Just the things that you learn. You know, the classes are only an hour long, but you get so much information.
Right.
And just the community of just knowing that there's all that support out there. I mean, when you're sitting in the big room and there's the speaker and they're just really, they're talking to you, about what you do. And it's really amazing to have that community of all these people who are in the same boat as you, who understand what you're doing and support you. And it's just, it's amazing, amazing experience.
Awesome.
Everybody should come.
There you go.
Everybody
well done.
I was sitting there watching all this stuff and I was just like, I don't know how it would ever work, but I wish my entire PSAP could come and like do it as a group. It
right.
would be so amazing to have everybody experiencing it together, because I feel like it would make so much more like a teamwork, like, okay, we've all got the same experience. Let's all go forward and do this all
right,
together.
Yeah, it's a whole bonding experience and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
It would definitely help morale.
Yeah, definitely. And you just get so many new ideas about like what to go back and take to your center to help with, you know, any negativity that's going on in the center, upgrades, like literally it covers everything that you could need to take back and improve.
Man, Nina's going to have, this is an excellent plug for everything they're doing. Well done. Holy shit.
Am I getting paid for this?
Well, this just shows that you had an excellent experience.
I did.
That's exactly what they all want.
I seriously don't want to go home. Like, and I really hope they let me come to another one.
Well, it's going to be in Indianapolis next year. So
yes. You'll
have to figure out how to get to Indy.
I'm going to have to do like a fundraiser.
Yeah, I will be there myself doing the show again.
I'll do a podcast.
That's right. Yeah,
yay.
It'll be good. So, and actually, I'll get your information after this and we can do one over Skype.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I do them over Skype with people out of state.
Can we do it all the time?
Hey, I always like doing episodes,
I mean,
so you have tons of stories.
Go home and play with my cat. So,
nice. Oh man! Well, for those listening to the episode, well, thank you. Really quick, let me get that out of the way. Thank you very much for being on the show. This was a lot of fun, and like Rob told you, it was going to be good. We're already.
I was shocked that you guys invited me to do it. I'm super thankful to be able to do it, even though I was nervous.
You were good. It was all good. It was fun. For those listening to the show, if you have any comments, questions, or anything, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us. That's going to be wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and that's @901podcast. You can find us on Facebook as well, and like us. It's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this episode, along with all the others recorded here during the conference, will be up and available 24/7 on thejeprolog.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. Once again, this episode, along with all the others, are sponsored by Agency 360, InDigital, and Nina. Have a good one, everybody.